Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. A good friend of ours, and indeed he is the public relations officer for COLTIS, Kilturi, Éireann, North American Province. Let me welcome Paul Keating, and how are you there, Paul?
I'm fine, Adrian. Thanks very much for the call. It's nice to hear from you.
Well, I'll tell you now, I know that Tom Vesey, who is the chair, the provincial chairman, and a very active committee are gearing up for this year's 2014 Slá Chéile na hÉireann, which, by the way, for the first time since 1991, returns to Sligo. And that's from the 11th to the 17th of August. And we have been, as you know, Paul, really delighted to broadcast live from, indeed, for the last four COLTIS events in Ireland, three in Cavan, and, of course, historically, last August. In Derry.
And that's very important, Adrian, because you've been a big part of sort of getting that message out worldwide, but certainly in America here, about what a great event the Slá Chéile na hÉireann is and how it's grown in leaps and bounds, you know, with just been,
incredible.
You know, 6 years. You know.
It's absolutely incredible in the sense that it is an opportunity to meet musicians in particular, and singers and dancers, but also fans of traditional Irish music from all over the world. You know, we talk about in Tourism Ireland, we talk in terms of the gathering Ireland last year and the success of that. I think one of the areas where COLTIS has really, you know, Sean, in terms of attracting tourists to Ireland, is that very is that annual event which brings, as I say, from all over the world. I mean, it's incredible.
Well, as we say, Adrian, within the COLTIS movement, is that we've been gathering for years, and the Slá Chéile is obviously the, you know, that central point there. And you're right, because people do come from all over the world. And it is a great big reunion. I mean, sometimes we think that we're, you know, when you're laboring in your own area, sometimes you think we're a very small band of people.
Yeah.
But, you know, when it actually amasses in one place like that over, you know, 10 days, it's really kind of extraordinary. And then you really see the impact of traditional music and what COLTIS has helped achieve over 63 years.
Now, it is, I think we should point out that it is a very proud, voluntary organization, and it is committed, of course, to the promotion of traditional music and culture, again, all over the world. Now, there are 400 community-based branches, and that includes 44 in North America.
It may be up to 48 by now. I haven't seen the latest affiliation, but it hasn't been on the increase anyhow.
And that is, you know, it's such a major force, you know, in providing authentic access to Irish culture.
Right.
You know, it's amazing. So now, of the 40-some-odd branches in North America, where are they geographically?
Well, within our own region, and this FLA is organized by the Middle Atlantic region for the province. And, you know, within our own region, we have 10 branches, and they go from, most of them are New York and New Jersey. But we have down in the Delaware Valley and Pennsylvania, and then in Washington, D.C., and we also have a branch in Deerfield, Florida, too, which is a lot of our people who retired down there wanted to affiliate with our region. So
right.
They're there, and then the North. up around the Northeast, of course, Boston, Connecticut, and upstate New York, and the Midwest, you know, centered in St. Louis and Chicago and Detroit.
Yeah. And even into Canada as well.
And into Canada. There's nine branches in Canada, you know, stemming from Eastern Canada all the way out to Western Canada.
Now, Cultus Kultori Éireann was founded early 50s, right?
Oh, yeah. 1951 is sort of the date of incorporation, if you will.
And that has something to do with the problem that we wish we had now. We don't. And that was, you know, the immigrants, many who were... who had no problem back then in heading off for all corners of the globe, except that there was pretty much free access and a big fulcher for Irish immigrants at that period. And I think some of it had to do with the fact that, as we see with the Gaelic Athletic Association and all of the major cultural groups, that when immigration, particularly forced immigration, takes place, one of the you know, outlying aspects of it is that the culture either goes with the immigrant or it dies, and the mission, as it were, of Cultus going back then, was not just to revive the music and the culture for Ireland, but actually to prepare and to make sure that this was going to be a world organization which would ensure that, again, the great traditions were going to continue.
You're right, and you couldn't find a better example of that, Adrian, than our chairman emeritus, Bill McAvoy, from County Leash, because he was, you know, very involved in the very early days of Cultus, you know, in the 50s, but, you know, he emigrated over here with his wife and young family in 1954, and, you know, Bill, you know, got settled over here, but gradually he became the point man to organize concert tours, you know, from Ireland, which really were the springboard to establish branches here in North America and there. But for many, many years, Bill served as the chair and the producer of these fabulous Cultus concerts, you know, across the country. And Bill's rationale was very much, you know, to bring that culture of Ireland, that bit of Ireland, you know, to North America and lay the seeds, you know, here.
For anybody who happens to find themselves in the Hilton Hotel in Parsippany for the weekend coming up, from April 24th on that Thursday right through Sunday, they're going to have an experience that they'll be talking about for many a long day, because they will be perhaps the minority in the hotel there and in the area, because this is now the biggest, North American province weekend of Cultus. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah, very much so, yeah. It's become something that really gathered steam, you know, from the late 80s all the way through. And it is the principal gathering point for not only just members and officers on the weekend, but people who really follow traditional music and dance and love the set dance and Kayleys and nonstop sessions over the whole weekend. And so that in itself is
And singing. We should throw that in as well. There are a lot of people who sing along, who, you know, who lilt, as in, I guess, Ireland's most famous lilter is one of your guest for the weekend, and I refer to Bobby Gardner, who's...
Right, that's right, yeah, and that's one of the things he's known for, as well as his outstanding accordion playing.
Yeah.
But, Bobby, yeah, we're, you know, and he's a very rare visitor, you know, to these shores, so we're really excited about, you know, him coming over here. Of course, he lived here for a number of years, but,
yes.
You know, hasn't really been back to perform, so that's one of the highlights of the weekend, and he'll be part of that very large group from Brew Baru, the casual-based performance unit that's gracing us with their presence all weekend long. So, but it's that kind of thing at the Hilton Hotel, and not only will we find all of that going on, but wrapped up right in the middle of it is another one of our, you know, our very proud points here, and especially in the New York area, is our Flock Yol, you know, our own Flock Yol.
Yes.
Competitions, which actually determine competitors for the All-Ireland in Sligo this year. So there's so much going on, but you know what? It seems like there's so much, but actually it's all very doable. You know, the casual visitor who comes there will be able to take in.
Yes, and there are some.
There
are obviously some people who will be first in the door on Thursday and last to leave. Again on Sunday night, but there are day trippers. There are many who, of course, will be heading for the banquet, which features, among other things, a special show. As you pointed out there, you guests like Sean O'Shea, Bobby Gardner, Joe Arkins, and Nora Butler. Huge names in entertainment and definitely bring with them the best of Irish culture.
Very much so, yeah. You know, and it's amazing how much we've actually been able to encapsulate in this weekend, because some of it harkens back, you know, to the concert tours that help us build up over the years. Some of it is the bloom of youth, you know, from the youngsters to the Flock Yol, and some of it just one of the things that we're known for here in North America is sort of creating this flaw-type atmosphere inside a hotel, which we take over for the whole weekend.
Right.
So it's very convenient, you know, to move from, you know, throughout the hotel and stay there, too, for those few hours you actually put your head on the pillow. It's really such a special environment that people sing the praises of. Know, whoever attends it from wherever they come from, you know. So
now
it's
you
something
have,
we're very, very highly regarded for, and obviously it's, you know, a lot of it has to do with what you said before, you know, the voluntary efforts of a terrific local committee, you know, led by, you know, people like Tom Veazey and Frankie McCormick, our regional chair, and so many, many others.
Mm-hmm. Now, the workshop, very much a feature of the weekend. That's going to take place on Friday.
Friday.
All
day,
two
session periods, 10 to 12, and then 2 to 4. And most of the instruments are all covered in those workshops. And there are also dancing workshops in the main ballroom. And we do have a very popular set dancing master coming over for the weekend, Tony Ryan from County Galway. And,
yes, indeed.
Yeah,
so that the set dancing workshop is going to runs right through the weekend from Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
That's the most popular, and it's a big draw for the weekend for people coming in. So that's something we highlight tremendously. But we have Shano's and Kelly dancing workshop as well. So
For those who are staying for the weekend, of course, you are going to have mass there.
We do. Yes,
9 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Monsignor Charlie Cohen usually is a celebrant for that mass, and I believe he's on target to be there with us again this year.
Terrific, terrific. Now, there are different prices for different days and so forth, but I think that, again, going back to the banquet, that is, the focal point of the weekend for those who are planning just to go out for a day. I would pick Saturday myself.
Yes, right. Because it's an easy opportunity, and it's a very, you know, it's like most banquets, it's a social occasion, so it's a good time to get together with, you know, family and friends and relax and see a good show and then If you can't be there for the whole weekend, it's kind of an ideal thing to aim towards.
Yeah, and if you're going to go there, it's a good idea to get out early in the day also and take in...
Sure, take in some of the flower activities.
Right. There are solos, there are bands, there are duets and trios and ceilidh bands, you name it, all right through the weekend.
That's right, yeah. And even if you're just meeting with friends, I mean, without touting the hotel or, you know, unnecessarily, but we have a great relationship with them going back to 1999.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they just recently renovated it in, you know, very, you know, grand fashion, and the what used to be an open atrium is a little more, you know, it's kind of a pub atmosphere there, and it's a good place to meet up with people and just kind of a crossroads, if you will.
Absolutely, you know, it's all of that and more. Now let's move on to, first of all, I know that, you know, both Tom Vesey, yourself, and those involved in it are very proud of the sponsorship. I mean, starting, you know, with the Department of Foreign Affairs, Government of Ireland, Tourism Ireland. I mean, this is obviously something that is very highly thought of when you have that caliber of sponsorship.
Well, obviously, of course, you know, the financial support is significant and very generous, and we're, you know, delighted with that too. But I think what we're happier, you know, most happy about is the fact that it certainly signals their confidence
mm-hmm.
in what we're doing and what the movement is achieving, because it's very obvious to them, you know, how important Cultus Culturarum is to propagation of Irish culture and heritage. So I think it's that kind of faith that they're showing in us to deliver weekends like this is really the thing that we, you know, we feel is a compliment to us too, and we certainly, you know, we certainly acknowledge, you know, their support in every way, shape, and form. So
now we can also direct people for those who read the Irish newspapers. There is an ad in the Irish Echo this week that gives dates and times and information. And then you, as the contributor writer for the Irish Voice, you've given us a full page there. Have you almost run into the next page with the amount of information on there? Tell us about the website, because that, again, is a fabulous website, by the way.
It is, and also I would want to say that there also is an ad in the Irish Voice as well, too. So we're happy to pay our way there as well, too. But the website for all the information on the convention is www.ccenorthamerica.com. And ccenorthamerica is all one word, .com.
And that's as in Cultus Culturarum. So
yeah, but we just
learn.
Use our, you know, CCE is our
absolutely
common handle for people. So CCE North America,
spell it out, .com. And there's a phone number as well.
The phone number I wanted, you know, for all these various events dealing with the convention is 908-377-1967, and that's our convention secretary,
right?
Maureen Hopkins, who can walk you through the various.
Right, and this is prior registration, but it's also if you have any specific questions for the Cultus Culturarum weekend. Again, friends, it is taking place in Parsippany at the Hilton Hotel. Parsippany, very, very easy to get to. But again, the telephone number to get to register and to get the information is 908-377-1967. The website is CCENorthAmerica.com. And our guest is the Public Relations Officer, Paul Keating. Good luck with the weekend, and we know it's going to be terrific. It's going to be great.
And we would just say, Adrian, too, just again, I can't emphasize enough, again, the banquet is the opportunity for people to come along and see Coltis at its finest, and you know, we're very happy to welcome once again our Director General from Ireland, Senator La Rosa Murucu, who we can usually count on.
Oh, let me tell you, you just saved my skin there, because we know, of course, that Senator La Rosa Murucu and his wife, that they're actually, you know, they have not missed any. Not only have they not missed any, but he is, well, both of them, as a couple, are they're highlighting their in their own right. And Lauris, I think, is recognized as one of Ireland's greatest orators, and looking forward to seeing them as well.
And also, you know, we have to acknowledge too. I mean, the availability and the whole organization of bringing in a group like Beru from Cashel and Tipperary very much is due to them too, because that's something that they've been working on for years. And they're only too happy to share with the American audiences this weekend. But you know, help making it all happen really is a credit to them and our chairman Tom Feezy. So
absolutely, and obviously it practically goes without saying. That, you know, the Consul General of Ireland, Noel Kilkenny, and his wife, Honora, will be very much trying to keep with the Clare group, you know, out there for the weekend, too. So,
well, you know we stick together, Adrian. You know we do that. So.
Yeah, you're like glue, the whole lot of you. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Adrian, thank you very, very much for... It was great to chat with you, and thank you. And thank you really for your own support towards Coltis Kultúr Éireann and
absolutely delighted
at the various fauna in Ireland.
Okay. Thank you. All right, Paul Keating, friends. And you are listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.